This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A tweet sent out last night by Adam Schefter, an NFL insider, Kennedy says, and I quote, former NFL MVP Cam Newton has reached an agreement on a 1-year incentive-laden deal with the New England Patriots.
Newton, what does that mean? Newton, I'm going to give you a car because I don't have money? What does incentive-laden mean?
Newton will now step into the mix to try and help replace former Patriots QB Tom Brady.
We stand Stidham still in this house.
Yeah, he's still a backup now.
I don't know. We'll see. Cam Newton didn't play at all last year.
Thank you. Cam Newton seems a weird person to pick up.
Here's 1 year incentive-laden. He's fighting for his job. It's not exactly like he's coming in to be the king.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though. Cam Newton was a MVP 4 or 5 years ago. He's been to the Super Bowl.
What have you done for me lately?
I get all of that, but he's only 31 years old. He had a little bit of a foot injury last year. I had all of this time to get healthy. I think there is zero chance that you see Stidham starting the first game of the season. I think once they get into
the
training
first game,
camp,
he doesn't have to start the first game.
Who, Stidham?
No.
Okay.
Let Cam do it, and then they'll be like, oops, my bad. And then Stidham will come in.
Stidham come in, save the day.
You don't want to go, you're right, because you don't want to see it go the other way. You
Correct.
Don't want Stidham to come in and then play a game or two and then get yanked and ruin his psyche for the rest of his career.
Correct.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
So that's why I think another reason, Kennedy, that we'll probably see Cam Newton start the first game of the season. What were you going to say, Dan?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I like the signing. I think it's good to have insurance.
Right.
I hope if he comes back and plays like an MVP, I think that'd be fantastic for us.
That'd be great. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
An axe-throwing club in San Diego finally got to open, Kennedy, and they're offering free axe-throwing to healthcare workers as, quote, the ultimate stress reliever.
I think this is
That's
great.
Awesome.
Have you seen those rooms where you can go in with a baseball bat,
Kennedy,
and break things?
I want to go to that
they
so bad.
They don't have one in Massachusetts.
Rage rooms, right? That's what they're called?
Can't we make one?
Yeah.
I mean,
any room's a rage room if you start breaking stuff.
It's true, Dan.
We'll just set up some cameras at your house.
Just easy pickup, though, is what I'm thinking of. You know, I don't want Elvis to get his paws bloodied.
Have you ever gone axe throwing?
I have not.
It's so much fun. Plus, they serve you beer.
I think I might have done it at King Richard's Fair. I don't think I'm good.
Yeah, I've done it at King Richard's Fair, but I've never gone to those places where it's just, you know. Yeah. Anyway, there are a lot of other frontline workers out there, too. A neighborhood in Miami Beach threw an outdoor surprise party for its garbage collectors on Friday morning,
I
and the mayor
this.
Showed up. Oh, we always love it when the old survive the coronavirus. There is a 114-year-old monk in Ethiopia has now beaten the virus. A woman in Florida is on a quest to run 100 marathons in 100 days during the crisis.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's a little much.
How can you do that physically?
Your legs are going to snap.
Her body.
She broke the world record with her 61st back on May 30th, but it hasn't been confirmed by Guinness yet. She's got about 10 more days to hit the 100 mark. 1 in 5 parents say the lockdown has had a good effect on their kids overall because they've had a lot more family time. Almost 80% of parents plan to keep it going after the crisis. The top three things parents want to keep doing is spending more quality time together, going on family walks, and sitting down to eat. Look at that, Kennedy. We were ahead of our time sitting down to have dinner every night, me and my wife.
You're the only people who did it.
Yeah. The top grossing movie theater in the country last week was the Ford Wyoming Drive-In Theater in Dearborn, Michigan, and it brought in $127,000.
Wow.
Big money.
Yep. A woman in North Hollywood, California went viral on Friday for having a meltdown at Trader Joe's when the employees asked her to wear a mask. Did you see this?
She
car?
Was so I've never been so enraged in my life. First of all, the Trader Joe's employees are the nicest people in the entire world, and they have so much patience. And if you're ever mean to them again, I'll come find you. Where is she? North Hollywood?
Where do you think that it's a good look? After seeing so many videos that have come up, how do you continue this behavior?
Some people don't care.
Okay.
Some people don't care, Kennedy. A woman in Wisconsin made a comment on Facebook saying that her husband went on a business trip, and even while wearing his face mask, he did get sick. He got chlamydia.
Well, that happens. You got to mask the other
I
stuff.
I did not see it going that way.
I miss the good vibes in that one.
Sometimes I don't think Carson gets that part.
No.
He just likes a story and he wants to read it until he reads it.
Really? You're just catching on to that, huh, Kennedy?
No, Carson, I'm not. I've been caught on for 20 years.
If you've seen face mask exempt cards, have you seen these circulating?
No.
They look like they have a government seal and like it's an official document.
Oh, can you like go downtown and get one? Like they you got your like... fake ID?
No, they are fake. They're not real. There is no such thing as a face mask exempt card. So please, if somebody tries to show you one, you have my permission.
Well, you can show it all you want.
Throat punch them.
But you just don't have to let them in your place.
No.
Period, end of story. No matter what they're hanging on to.
All right. What do we have for some audio here?
Carson, I know that you love those fixer-upper shows.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Do you like those Property Brothers?
Love the Property Brothers. Yes, they're wonderful guys.
Well, did you know that Drew Scott can sing and play guitar?
No.
Here you go.
You're kidding me.
I'm off the deep end.
Wow.
Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the we're far from the shallow now.
That's what he's been doing with his quarantine time, Carson.
Is that the one that dates Zooey Deschanel?
I think so.
Because Jonathan, what's the other one?
Yeah.
Drew. Who knows? They look exactly the same.
I know. I'm like, which one is it?
Jonathan. His brother's name is Jonathan. I don't know who is who.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
Well, you know, I've been practicing a lot, Kennedy.
I'm not talking about your guitar. Drew Scott is got a person named Linda Fan, and they're engaged.
So Jonathan
dates Zooey Deschanel.
Perfect. Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
How was your weekend, Kennedy?
It was kind of uneventful. I know. Stop me if you've heard this before. But Saturday was just so hot that my house became one room. Elvis in there with the one air conditioning machine that I have. So that's pretty much what that was.
Why don't
was.
You buy a couple more?
Because there's no windows they will fit in.
Well, you can't buy the same kind of machine that you already have that has
They're
the
really
tube
They're really expensive. Are
they?
Yeah. You know, and no. No. So anyway, that. And then so Sunday I worked on my sister Jessica's book. I finished a chapter. I edited it down, got it all perfect, sent it to her. She loved it.
Did you get the job?
No.
So this is just still the audition process?
Because the last time I did it, she had some notes, you know, changing the character that I was reading it differently than she heard it.
Well, that's great. They're giving you notes. That's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's if you're having someone read your book, it should be what you want it to be. That's the way this whole thing works.
Yeah, but in the beginning, it would just be like going, okay, they sound nice. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that would be the first part.
I feel like I have a little bit of an in here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, because...
Like, I can hear her saying
like,
it
if other people did a demo, she wouldn't be able to send them notes to make changes because they... Who knows?
And I can hear her voice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
well,
anyway,
that's cool.
I got it all done, and she sent me her... Publishers.
Notes.
No, just their information. And now I have to upload it to the specific format that all audiobooks have to be in. And then I will send it.
That is exciting.
And then I watched it rain for the rest of the day. So it's pretty exciting in my house. Let me tell you what
Sounds
right now.
Lit. Are you kidding me?
Woo! We loaded up the entire family. We went to the beach on Friday because we knew Saturday and Sunday were going to be kind of a wash around us. So it was me and Lana and Barrett and Mimi and the top off of the Jeep and the doors off of the Jeep.
How did Mimi like that?
Oh. If
I like, did you have her plan ahead and make her wear a hat that ties
like
down
a scarf.
Or make a scarf?
So, yeah.
Here's what you have to know, Mimi. Here's what you have to know. You know I have a Jeep. You know I'm all about that Jeep life. The top and the doors have been off for 2 weeks. I keep the top and the doors off all the time.
Yeah. But did you say Prigs bring a scarf or something?
She
for your know.
Head? Yes, she is well aware. And it takes about 2 minutes for her to start commenting when we get on 93 South.
The wind.
Oh, my hair. My hair.
It's fine. You're going to the beach.
My hair.
You're going in the water.
My hair.
You got to harken back to the movie stars of the, you know, 20s and 30s and 40s.
Yes.
You wear that scarf. I do it.
What beach did you end up going to?
We ended up going all the way down to the Cape. We went.
Oh,
down,
wow.
Yeah. We kicked around some ideas, but we had an ulterior motive. And so we ended up going down to Sandwich.
Awesome.
And it was great. There were people there, but it wasn't too crowded. They have parking there. And normally during the summer, you can't get in this lot.
Yeah.
Because it's so crowded. But I guess people are still staying away for the most part.
Yeah.
So we pulled right up. I mean, got a spot right there to walk on. We walked on. There might have been like 50 people. Or maybe 50 groups total. You know, some might be two. There was one group of young people. There was like a party of like 8 to 10. But they weren't all up on top of each other, and they weren't anywhere near us. So it was, you know. I thought it was okay. You know, that's all I can do at this point. It's just trying.
Felt comfortable. Mimi felt comfortable. That's all that matters.
Right. We just stayed away from other people. That was it. There was nothing open. They didn't, like, the sandwich shop was open, was kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have the bathrooms open, so they had porta potty. So there was that whole thing happening.
Yeah. I don't get that part of it, but.
Yeah. But how about you, Annie?
I had a great weekend. I went down to Newport.
Right.
And I got to tell you, the beaches down there, mm-hmm. people were surfing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was like a big surfing community in Newport because I just have never been there in
what
the summer.
What beach did you go to? First Beach?
Easton Beach, yeah. Easton. So First Beach.
Oh, that's my
spot. And everything, like the snack shack, like all that stuff was closed.
Right.
And they actually reduced the parking lot. So I guess they usually fit like 1,200 cars and they reduced it down to 300 just to try to control it.
Right.
That's awesome.
Which was awesome. The water was unbelievable. I played in the waves all day Friday, all day Saturday. Like, other girls are just like, I'm gonna dunk in. I mean, my bathing suit's over my head. Like, I was not messing around.
Was the water cold?
Nothing's cold to me.
It was 8,000 degrees on Friday.
Yes.
Eight thousand degrees.
That water at Sandwich was 30 degrees.
And
you couldn't even get in it to pee. That's how cold it was.
See, like, I nothing phases me. I went in Nauset Beach for my entire life. That water will numb you.
Right.
Nothing's cold to me anymore. Mm. And I woke my friends up Saturday morning at 8 a.m. saying, get up, we're getting to the beach. Because I'm not missing a parking spot. Pots and pans. I'm like, come on, kids, let's go.
You turned into your mother.
Don't care. I don't care. This is what we're doing.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. Friday, I was asleep by 8 o'clock, which is the
there
dream for
it
me
is.
Now.
Mint. There it is.
Mint.
Saturday, we had some people over because my nephew actually graduated high school this year.
Hey.
So obviously, he didn't get a graduation or a prom or any of that stuff.
Aww. Right.
So, but it was nice to see a Breslin man graduate. I didn't, and my brother, his dad, also didn't.
Right.
So this is our first time seeing an actual Breslin man.
We're going to college.
Graduate.
We have a Breslin man going to college.
I think he's going to the trades. His dad's an electrician.
Let's
he's going to go
do
to the
it.
Trades.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah. That's good. That's
so it was fun. We had some people over. I smoked some meat, which is my new lifestyle.
Sure.
You are the smoking man, Dan.
What did you smoke this time?
This time I didn't go too crazy. I did a couple whole chickens, and a couple racks of ribs. It was delicious.
His name is not
Dan. Is there
Dan.
Leftovers?
He is the smoke god.
Smoke what?
Say
smoke
what?
I can't say it until I get something to prove that you are actually smoking meats because no one ever brings me leftovers.
There is no leftovers.
We'll just,
that's why I'm the smoke
we'll
god.
Just team the leftovers. Just pull a leg off the chicken and throw it in a Ziploc and say, that's for Kennedy. Just don't touch.
Dan, I happen to know it takes about 3 to 5 hours on the smoker, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, and you, I also happen to know you have a really big truck.
I do.
And I happen to know that we have a big parking lot behind this radio station, and there's nobody in it. The parking lot chronicles have long since disappeared because it's
true.
Empty. So I'm just thinking.
We having a smoke quad party?
One Thursday, this Thursday, on a short week, you should show up with the cooker and put it out here in the back parking lot and fire that bad boy up, make Kennedy something smoke.
Just let it go?
Yes.
Or if you don't want to do all that work, just save me some leftovers. But it's up to you. Whichever you want.
I like
a little
my
backyard
idea
barbecue.
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Because we are the number one sports morning radio show in Boston, we cover the biggest stories. Obviously, Cam Newton signing with the Patriots. So we are going to have our foremost Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers expert, on the show coming up this morning at 7:15. My wife.
Can't wait to hear what she has to say.
I just can't wait for her to have to go out and buy all her cute Pats gear.
Oh, nice pink jersey.
My wife hates the Patriots.
Not anymore.
And she is a diehard Auburn fan and a diehard Carolina Panthers fan and a diehard Cam Newton fan. We have multiple Cam Newton jerseys in my house.
Oh, I've seen them.
Like
on game days, Atlanta
choices.
And her sister are looking fantastic.
Home,
cute
away.
Cute sweaters.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I didn't know your wife hated the Patriots.
Well, they beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl.
All those times I've looked her in the eye and said, nice to see you. I didn't know she hated the Panthers.
All right. We will talk to my wife about that coming up at 7:15. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So we've all kind of been a little shook about Kelly Clarkson filing for divorce from her husband, Brandon Blackstock, this month. But when she learned she won a daytime Emmy for the Kelly Clarkson show, she thanked him. This was all done virtually. She said on Twitter, thank you so much to B. Blackstock for believing in me and convincing me to do Kelly Clarkson TV. Blackstock is also Clarkson's manager, and he's the one that convinced her to launch the talk show nearly 2 years ago. She didn't want to do it, and he was like, you'll be great. And she's like, no. And he's like, yeah, now she's winning. She won a daytime Emmy for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host. Everything, of course, was announced virtually. She said, oh my gosh, what is happening? This is amazing. Thank y'all so much. And a major thank you to my entire crew. It really is the reason I won. I can't wait to celebrate with our whole crew when humans can congregate again. This calls for a party. So this makes her halfway to an EGOT. She has an Emmy and a Grammy, but lacks an Oscar and a Tony, which I think could absolutely happen.
100%.
Sure.
She's so talented.
So she said, watch out, John Legend. I'm coming for that EGOT status.
Oh, I love.
Ooh.
Other winners, Ellen DeGeneres, The View, and Alex Trebek won Best Game Show Host for the second year in a row for Jeopardy, boasting his 32 nominations and 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
You say it if you want to say it, Alex. In other award show news, the BET Awards were held last night, and one of the major highlights was Beyonce receiving the prestigious Humanitarian Award. Michelle Obama presented the honor to Beyonce, who also happens to be friends. It's fine.
Of course.
And she praised Beyonce for her passion, accomplishments, and activism. She said, to my girl, I just want to say you inspire me. You inspire all of us. Beyonce dedicated her honor to all those who've been marching in support of racial equality.
Thank you so much for this beautiful honor. I want to dedicate this award to all of my brothers out there, all of my sisters out there inspiring me, marching and fighting for change. Your voices are being heard, and you're proving to our ancestors that their struggles were not in vain. Now we have one more thing we need to do to walk in our true power, and that is to vote.
I love her.
Speaking of Beyonce, because she didn't have enough going on, her latest artistic contribution, Black is King, is set to premiere on Disney Plus on July 31st. It's the visual album based on her 2019 album, The Lion King, The Gift. And it is in time to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Disney's live-action remake. This is really better seen than heard, but here's the teaser.
The ancestors never left you.
So do you think she did this a long time ago?
Yeah, so if you haven't seen the trailer for this, first of all, please go watch it. Beyonce puts together the best visual album I've ever seen. I just watched Lemonade on my phone because, of course, I bought it. I watch it when I can't sleep because it just soothes my soul. The way that she put this together is so unbelievable. So I feel like she probably filmed this.
She had to have.
Because everybody's together and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it was way before everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the visuals are stunning.
She is the hardest working woman in show business. And Josh Gad's new series, Reunited Apart, it's the one that brings together casts of like old movies together.
Yeah, he'd done The Goonies. I think I watched that one.
Yeah.
This was his 6th one, I think. He did Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew Broderick, Alan Ruck, Mia Sara, Jennifer Grey, all together to reminisce about the movie, reenact some scenes, including the scene at the fancy French restaurant.
Okay, Ferris, can we just let it go, please?
Ferris, please? You've gone too far. We're going to get busted.
A, you can never go too far. B, if I'm going to get busted, it is not going to be by a guy like
that.
That's when he's being Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago. I don't have that movie memorized entirely in my
head. I was going to say, have you watched this yet? Because that's hitting you where you live.
It's so good.
So good.
They all look so good. They're so happy to be together. Mm. Like, I just think these things are just what you need. And this episode was put together in collaboration with Barefoot Wine to raise money for Children of Restaurant Employees, which is CORE, the program that provides financial relief when a food and beverage employee with children faces a health crisis, death, or a natural disaster.
That's kind of cool.
So that. I don't know how many more he's going to do. You know, people have been sending him ideas, and
right.
he's like, as long as we can keep raising money, I'll do it.
Right.
The minute we stop raising money, I'm not going to do it anymore. Because mm-hmm. that's what I wanted to do it in the first place, was to help raise money for people mm-hmm. who needed it.
Good for Josh, good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 1041.
Joined now by Adam Schefter, of course, broke the story along with our own Chris Mortensen. And somewhere I picture that Bill Belichick is smiling, maybe even yeah. giggling someplace. And this seems like one of the all-time low-risk, high-reward moves made by the Patriots.
Cameron Jarrell Newton. Who are you?
Simple and plain, I'm a blessed individual that is living a dream. And what you see is what you get.
Newton, end zone, touchdown. Newton with the keeper, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone.
And the 2015 AP Most Valuable Player is Cam Newton.
Who is now a New England Patriot. And here's what I can tell you, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
There are three things that my wife loves in football.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn Tigers, War Eagle, Carolina Panthers, her family season ticket holders, and Cam Newton, who both played at Auburn and Carolina. I can also tell you there's one thing that she hates, and that is the New England Patriots.
Well,
nobody's
not
perfect.
Anymore.
I wouldn't say I hate them.
What would you say?
I mean, I don't like them so much, but
I mean,
hate is a very strong word.
It is a strong word. Which Lana hates the Patriots and has multiple Cam Newton jerseys. So there's different era jerseys. There's
yep.
road jerseys. There's away jerseys.
She's got like a throwback jersey. Like she's
cute oh, sweaters, yeah. all kinds of things.
So I was asleep last night when this news broke, or just like crawling into bed. And so I wasn't there. And all I know is Atlanta said she had to take an Advil this morning because I guess you celebrated by maybe having an extra glass.
I don't know. I mean, my phone started blowing up, and then, like, JD, Natalie FaceTimed me, Keith FaceTimed me, I mean, everybody, Joe Black FaceTimed me, Mike Morgan, he was texting me. I was like, is this for real? Lana, what are you going to do? I was like, I don't know. I'm
this
just going to have another glass of wine right now. Because
they know you're not on the team, right?
Right?
I know.
Lana, what's the game plan?
When things happen, the amount of text that the two of you get on any given day when something happens in the ether of the universe, it blows my mind. You get more in one day than I get in 8 months.
People that I have never FaceTimed with in my life FaceTimed me last night.
So, Lana, how are you feeling about Cam Newton being a Patriot? Are you conflicted or do you like it?
I'm conflicted. I'm so conflicted. I mean, listen, whether he has been a valuable asset to even the Panthers since 2015 is, you know, questionable. So it will be interesting to see what he can do. But I just, like, I cannot believe it. You know, he is a very eccentric guy.
Yes.
And Belichick is not.
That's a really good point. That is something that I didn't even really consider.
I can't wait to see his outfits coming through the tunnel at Gillette. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
they're going to be amazing.
My gosh, I know. I live for it.
That dude owns more scarves than I have shirts.
And hats. His hats are always so crazy. And Belichick's going to be like, what are you wearing?
I don't know.
The Patriots way.
By the way, we're talking to my wife, Lana, who loves Auburn, loves the Carolina Panthers, loves Cam Newton, and hates the Patriots, who obviously had a very big night last night. And she actually made me bid. I can remember, I think it was last year at some charity thing we went to, and I bid some ridiculous amount of money to get my wife tickets to go see the Carolina Panthers, only to realize
I didn't make you. You did it for me. I wasn't even there.
Only to realize later
you didn't
that
make
it was,
up
wow, stuff. You switched that story.
And it was
sometimes he makes it up for what sounds good
to him. Which is
so
weird because it could have made him bid good because she wasn't there and I did it for her. Would have been a way better story.
I don't think that was the story. It was a preseason game. It wasn't even a real game.
It was a pre- I didn't even get to go.
She was going to be out of town. She was going to miss it anyway.
Amazing. Preseason games are real games. I sang a national anthem at one. It's real.
I have been to a Panthers-Patriots game at Gillette. Right.
Who won that? Just remind me real quick.
Oh, it was a preseason game.
Wow.
Hey, I don't support the Panthers because they're the winningest team, you know?
They're just
my team. Right. And I just can't, like, I was born in the Carolinas. Like, I've always gone to games. It's the one team that I didn't, like, I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a Celtics fan. Yay, Bruins. But I just can't say go Patriots, you know?
Are you going to say go Patriots now? Cam Newton.
I mean, it's a possibility.
She's pulling the old switcheroo.
Don't know. I'm so confused.
Be honest, you were already on NFL.com buying your Patriots Cam Newton jersey, weren't you?
I have been reading tons of articles and looking up stuff. Yeah.
You might even get to see your boy live at Gillette this year. Just make Carson buy some tickets.
Preseason.
Oh, gosh. I just don't know.
All right. Well, I'm so happy for you. Welcome to the fam.
Are you going to be mad if Jarrett Stidham starts over him?
My gosh, I don't know. This is still questionable. Okay, guys. Okay.
She's just in shock.
We understand. We'll give you some time.
All right, love you, babe.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye, Lana.
She doesn't know what to think.
She's torn in so many different directions right now. Oh, to her core, shooketh Kennedy.
Why can't people just let her be?
Why can't
you guys all got to text her and FaceTime her?
That's like, not how it is.
Let her have some moments. Let her figure out what she's going to do, and then she'll let you know.
No, that's not sports.
That's not how it works, Kennedy.
Well, that's why I'm the number one sports reporter in all of Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. I tried to sell an iPhone to that machine in the mall and it said $3.
Kennedy.
I'm like, okay. I guess it's not worth anything. We're good here.
GameStop used to do that to me as a teenager. I'd come in with 37 games that I paid $60 each for and they'd go, $8.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And it's like selling your books back in a college bookstore.
And you're never getting my DVD player, so forget it. Global Citizen held another star-studded special over the weekend, which aimed to combat the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on marginalized communities and urge governments around the world to make testing and future vaccines available for the less advantaged. It was called Global Goal, United for Our Future. The concert was hosted by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It raised almost $7 billion in pledges from the event and some pretty amazing performances. I'm going to play you a montage now, and this includes Usher singing I Cry, Miley Cyrus doing Help, Jennifer Hudson performing Where Peaceful Waters Flow, Justin Bieber performing Intentions, and then for King Country, Tori Kelly and Kirk Franklin performing together.
The fight for the future we make, it'll change if we face it.
These things don't
try. I cry.
Perfect, you don't need no filter. Go just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions.
I love King and Country.
Tori Kelly.
Wow.
I downloaded that song the second I heard it.
Tori Kelly has one of the best voices in the music industry, and she's not respected enough.
Yeah, I would really suggest for you to go watch some of these performances. They were truly powerful. The artists singing them, truly powerful. I mean, you heard Usher almost crying in that. Mm-hmm. He basically said, I can't keep it together. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus was at the empty Rose Bowl Stadium. Coldplay performed Paradise and ended with his song saying, dedicated to the memory of Elijah McClain, who was the 23-year-old who died after being assaulted by police in Colorado.
Right.
Just wow. Sia was a guest on Good Morning America on Friday, where she gave a rare interview without covering her face with a wig. She was there to promote her new movie, Music, and perform on their summer concert series. And she took time out of her appearance to address the killings of Breonna Taylor and Elijah McClain. She said that she kind of was asked a question and kind of backed off of it. And then, you know, to talk about these things and then went back to what they were talking about, which is the fact that she has twins.
It's a blessing for me. It's for me, I think they saved me. So I'm like in heaven. They both suffered a lot, and I've been able to get them the help. I have the resources to get them the help that they needed for their early trauma. And it's taken a year, and we've had our ups and downs, but we've never been in a better place.
So they're 19 years old now. They were aging out of the foster care system, and she brought them home. And so that happened.
And that might have happened while you were out. Because I feel like that was
news. It happened in May, but I still don't think everybody knows this.
She did one interview where she talked about it, just talking about adopting them and bringing them into her home and, you know, going through the struggles with them and kind of like how building their relationship. But it's so cool to me that she adopted people that were aging out of the foster system.
So much respect, because that's got to be difficult, you know, just raising a normal teenager and then raising a teenager who's been through the foster care system. And as they're getting ready to age, like that was the thing. This person was going to be out on their own within a couple of months, I think, or the twins, excuse me.
Yeah.
Within a couple of months is what I read back when this happened.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah,
that's
and what so the fact that she still did that is incredible. Good for her.
I always forget she has an accent too. Every time I hear an interview of her, I'm like, what?
Quite Australian.
Yes.
So what? And you had a chance to interview her, Kennedy. You went back a couple of years ago, and I missed that interview. Was it distracting interviewing her
she took her hair off. She put a pin on it so that we could see.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to do that. That's not why I do it. I don't do it so that I'm putting a wall between myself and you. I just want people to hear the music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if I'm having an interview with you and we're not buying under a camera, which we weren't.
Right.
You know, she's one of the funniest ladies I've ever known.
Right.
She's just a lovely, lovely person. And in light of their recent conviction in the college admission scandal, Lori Loughlin and Musumoji Anuoli resigned from the Bel Air Country Club.
No, Kennedy, the horror.
What?
Came after the board of directors unanimously voted to suspend the convicts until they get out of jail. The decision did not sit well with some of the members. Past President Michael Gallagher fired off a letter to the board calling the board's decision to allow felons to continue as members was damaging to the club's reputation. In addition...
Who are some of the other members?
He said the board action taken on behalf of the club's membership now establishes our club as a place of refuge and comfort for known felons. This matter is already well known in the golfing world, domestically and internationally, and our club has become a laughingstock.
Oh, people.
Rich white people problems.
I can't.
Can you stand with everything that's going on in the world right now and some jackhat decides that he's going to fire off a letter to his board at a country club?
I can't.
About felons?
We can't have them gallivanting around near the horse stables.
Don't make us go searching in your closet, son, because we'll find it.
I don't know if you want. This would be something that Mara on Schitt's Creek would say. I could just hear her saying those words that you just read in that letter.
I just can't. How out of touch can you be?
Well, there's no felons
in that club?
If you're a member of the Bel Air Country Club,
you're out of touch. You are the definition of
out of time. All right, coming up at 8:30.
I like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
They both missed that joke. Kennedy, but I'm here for you.
She
just referenced a song, Young People.
If you just let it go, then the people who get it will get it.
I'll figure it out.
And it doesn't. I'm not waiting for their.
I know you're not.
It's not.
I know you're not. I just hate that they missed it.
It's not. They didn't miss it. It wasn't for them.
It was a great joke.
It was for the people who would get it.
Well, it's too late. We're in it now. You're gonna have to repeat it.
Out of touch and out of time.
You don't know the song.
I'm out of touch.
And now Carson's gonna sing it. And you still won't know it because he doesn't know the tune.
No.
And I'm not going to continue down this path because it wasn't that good of a joke.
It was good.
Coming up at It's It.
It
coming
is.
Up at 8:30.
Andy's over there on the Google looking up the lyrics.
That was fast, Annie.
Oh, I like to know. I'll learn the song. No problem, Kennedy. Anything for you.
Because I'm out of my head when you're not around, Annie.
There it is.
Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk about Kelly Clarkson. Almost halfway. Well, it's halfway to an EGOT right now. And Beyonce got...
Humanitarian award.
Thank you.
I know her
given
songs.
To her by an ex-first lady. I'll tell you everything you need to know. There it is. Yeah, but this intro.
Oh, this music video looks Very interesting.
This has like an 87-minute intro.
Oh, so
1984.
Good.
Oh, the video's so good.
He's got some biceps on it.
Hall & Oates for the jam.
Between the two extremes, smoking guns, hot to the touch. We could cool down if we didn't use them so much.
Hey. Oh, yeah, this is very 80s.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm just reliving seventh grade right now. Let me go.
Here we go, the big hook.
You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Get it?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have some breaking news regarding one of the two single ladies on our show.
I don't like the breaking news of it all. I don't like that.
It is breaking news, Annie. What are you talking about?
It's a big day.
It is a very big day in the relationship world of the Carson and Kennedy program.
You got booed up.
Dan's like my little girls off into the world. You just became booed up. Not long ago yourself, my friend.
I'm gonna text him. What's your intentions with my friend?
So it's not Kennedy. It is in fact Annie.
Yep.
And I have some audio here. Can I play this audio?
Yeah, it's from like a year-ish ago, right? Mm-hmm.
This June was, of last year.
So is this when they first met? And you guys went to a Red Sox game.
Yep.
We actually called him Red Sox Rob, right?
Yep.
He had a nickname and everything. And this is what happened when he was on the show before. So yesterday on the show, we heard the story about Annie going out on a date over the weekend to Fenway. And the guy she went out with ended up getting blackout drunk, sat yeah. down in his seats in the wrong section, and then started calling you because he couldn't find you. He didn't realize he was only sitting two rows in front of you.
Yep.
You put him on a train to get home to Southie, and it took him 3 hours to get there.
Yeah, a little detour a couple times.
And you said you like the guy. You're going to go out with him again. You want to give him another shot.
Because he's such a nice kid. At the end of the day, I had a really, really good time up until, you know, having to send him home. But
I mean, that was in the second
there?
Inning.
Even before that, he's so awesome. And he wasn't, like, mean to me. He wasn't disrespectful. There was nothing like that.
So that was blackout. I mean, Red Sox Rob.
Listen, if blacking out at a sporting event makes you a bad guy, then call me Dr. Evil.
Seriously, how many times have I done it? It's fine.
So that was a year ago.
Yeah.
That was your first date.
Yeah. So we went on a date previous to the Red Sox game, and it was honestly the best first date I've ever been on. We went to Southie Bowl, and if you know me, I love Southie Bowl.
Right.
Just, you know, like just draft beers. You have to keep your own score at the. It's just awesome.
Right.
So, and then after we went out one more time after the Red Sox game, and I wasn't in a place where I was like still getting out of a really bad relationship. It just was kind of all up and down.
Right.
And so we just stayed friends, and then, you know, we like kept in touch kind of, but nothing really big. And then my friends threw me a surprise birthday party, and he came. Mm-hmm. And I don't know like what happened inside of me, but I just was like, wow, he came to Quincy like with people he didn't know just because like he wanted to be there
he cared
for me.
About you.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know. I have a really, really hard time with relationships. I genuinely never thought I was going to be in one again because the last one I was in just ended really badly and mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that again.
Right.
And
that was a long relationship. How many years were you in that relationship?
Five.
Well, it was the majority of your formative sort of years.
Yeah. Like
from high school all through college.
Exactly.
Like, that's a lot of time where you're growing and finding out who you are. And
we were just different people at the end of it. That's all. We started, we were 18 years old. You're just different. And so it took me a while to even admit that I liked him, obviously, because that's who I am as
really,
a person.
Really, Lana? We've never seen that about you. Or Lana, I'm sorry. We've never seen that about you, Annie.
And I don't know like why it's so difficult for me, but honestly, during this quarantine, we just got so close because it's not like you're going out to a bar where there's other people and, mm-hmm. you know, you're in a big group and you're having conversations over like a couple beers where, you know,
right.
it just, we just became like best friends. Mm-hmm. And I just finally got to the point where I was like, I'm not going to be terrified for the rest of my life to get into a relationship. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This person is who I'm supposed to be with right now in my life. Like our souls are just like meant to be together right now. And I just had to do it.
She's going to win the wedding pool.
No.
Nobody has money on her anymore.
I forgot about the wedding
pool.
Not
one person has money on Annie.
You bailed on Annie, right?
I did, because I wanted to show moral support for Kennedy. It wasn't a smart bet, but it was a friend bet.
All right, I'll allow you to change it.
No,
flip-flop all you want to around here. It's part of the show.
WBZ said Givesy's backsies are okay.
Givesy's backsies are okay. Do you want to change your...
Fine. I'm back to Annie.
Okay, yes. We have a change in the wedding wager. The wedding wager has changed. I have $100 on Dan. Dan used to have $100 on Annie. He then moved it to Kennedy. He has now moved it back to Annie, and I appreciate that, Dan.
Listen, they're talking about their souls matching up. It sounds pretty serious.
I'm all set with the wedding, the marriage of it all right now. That's really not me, but I am really enjoying this.
I can't wait to give a toast at your wedding.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
I cannot believe it.
Me either. I'm just not like this. And
I'm very happy for you.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience.
But this is what we do. We say we're not like this. We say we don't do this, and we're not going to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? But then you have to, if you don't let it in, you never know.
I know.
So don't look at anything I've done as an example. And just, you know, take these moments, every moment you have. Love it. Live it. I love it.
I'm very happy for you.
Did you guys have the talk?
Yeah.
What was that like when you had the talk?
Oh, it was just horrible.
So are we, because I want to be, do you want to be?
It's like, so what are we doing here? So and I was why do we have to talk about that? Let's just keep it rolling.
Was he like, are we going steady?
That's what my mom said.
What
are you guys going steady?
Are you going, what do you, yeah, how do you, what
Which
do you,
just mean exclusive.
What do you call
right?
that now?
I still have a hard time saying the word boyfriend. Like, I just don't like
this
it.
Do you introduce him now to people like, this is my boyfriend?
No, I just say, this is Rob.
Oh, that's awkward.
This is my Rob.
This is my Rob.
I like that way better than boyfriend.
Rob. I can't with the boyfriend girlfriend thing. That doesn't sit well with me either.
I actually met him before. He was on my championship dodgeball team.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's a really, really nice guy.
He's a sweet kid.
And a really good dodgeball player, too.
He's okay. I got him out of the dodgeball tournament. I'll never forget that for as long as I live.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Breaking news.
Go, Annie.
Annie Dow is now in the lead for the wedding pool.
Yep.
No, I don't want that. Take it back.
No givesies, backsies.
No. Dan, you're way before me. Way before me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.